It's day 136 of hashtag 365, this year-long journey to turn ourselves around, body and mind. And I've called today's episode Realizations Volume 7, The Magic Power of Water, and here's why. Water, of course, is one of the fundamental elements, earth, air, fire and water, which Captain Planet talked about when I was a kid, but also philosophers have talked about for centuries. The life-enabling and life-sustaining marriage of two gases, hydrogen and water. It's the thing that scientists get excited for when they're exploring for life on other planets. It makes up 70% of a human being, facilitating brain function and metabolic function. And it's our internal cooling system as well. Have you ever watched one of those videos about a supercomputer and it's got this incredible cooling system, all these valves and pumps and this weird kind of liquid? It's our cooling system for our bodies. And we die in a matter of days without it. It's also got like magic properties that have puzzled scientists for years. Well, did puzzle scientists for years until they figured it out, as they do. Technically, it should be a gas at room temperature, but it isn't. It's a liquid. It should boil at minus 93 degrees, but it doesn't, which makes it useful for us for cooking and everything else. It's a marvel in every sense of the word, and also occupies the vast majority of our planet. So isn't it weird that up until about 3 years ago, I thought of water as being boring? And in fact, thinking about it now with hindsight, it probably isn't weird that up until about 3 years ago, I thought of water as boring, because we are constantly bombarded at all times with advertising messaging telling us that water is boring. Whole industries are created around adding things to water to make it more, in inverted commas, interesting. Often those things are sugars, which are actually worse for you, bizarrely. People will spend loads of their hard-earned money on premium fuels for their cars so they last longer and drive further per gallon, all that sort of stuff. They'll spend money on the highest quality olive oil or vodka or moisturizer. But they'll also spend more money on altered waters that are actually worse for our own machines, you know, for our own bodies. What curious, curious beasts we are within the human population. So what I'm saying is I've found a new respect for water. And it's a respect that I try to be mindful of and thankful for every time I take a sip of that naturally zero-calorie wonder.